Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight from our Studio E here at my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And thanks for everybody that's tuning in right now. We appreciate each and every one of you. And a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, helping to keep America rolling along, thank you so very much. That would include our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. It would also include our FedEx, our UPS, Felix, and the bulk mail haulers hauling the bulk mail all over the place down here to make sure you get your mail today. Our suicide jockeys hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people listening to us, thank you very much. And our Amazon drivers, thank you very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. The Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page is called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as Captain's America. Captain's America, that's how you find us over there. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where you can go, and if you can't hear the show anywhere else, you can hear it streaming live there right now as it goes to the satellite. And it's also a rerun that plays on a loop all day long. After the show's over, it'll play the same show over and over again until the next one starts, brand new, afresh. And our podcasts are over there, too, as well as different website links, like, for example, to the fellow we're going to talk to right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics out there in California. Morning, Kyle.
All right. Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody listening out there.
Well, everybody over here is pretty excited because it's 70 degrees right now. And thank you very much, Ken. It's 70 degrees over here right now. It's partly cloudy. We've got a couple of space launches coming this weekend. One of them's going to be Sunday. SpaceX is putting up the satellites that Elon Musk has. What do they call those things?
I'm not sure. Are they communication satellites?
Yeah, they're going to put up a whole bunch of those things. They're going to toss them up there and get them in outer space and get them working. Starlink? Is that what it is? Starlink, yeah. So they're throwing a whole bunch of them up there on Sunday. 1:19 is the launch time. We will be able to see it at least over here as it goes up in the air if it's going to be a clear day. And it looks like it is. And then, of course, we're going to have another launch in the interim. So there you go, two over the weekend. It's not a bad weekend if you're in the space shooting business.
That's right.
All right. How would you like to say the pledge and get rolling?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we hope that you get that and understand that this country is a Judeo-Christian Christian nation. I've had some people lately that get that all out of whack for some reason. Don't ask me why, but they don't like the fact that there's some of them. Anyway, they don't like the fact that there's so much emphasis on religion. And when I hear that, I just cringe a little bit.
Well, but opening the show with the pledge and then reminding people of what you do about Judeo-Christian values, I think is a good thing.
It's all true, and we need to get back to it. Now, the Biden administration's response to the East Palestinian train derailment is another example of how its reactions have come too little, too late. That comes from Ohio Republican Congressman Dan Muser. He said that yesterday. He also said, and I quote, "I think this tends to define this administration." The Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg was also touring the Ohio community, arriving a day after former President Donald Trump's visit, and brought less to the village than Donald Trump did when he showed up with truckloads of supplies for the people.
Well, sure. You know, Captain, in politics, there's a lot of talk about what they call optics. A lot of times it simply means how you react to certain situations, usually political situations or ideas. But this is so terrible on the administration's behalf because they have not gone there soon enough. They tried to hopefully just kind of would go away. It would sort of settle itself out. It didn't do that. And now Buttigieg is playing catch up, but he's not playing it very well, and he's not catching up.
Well, here's what they did to him yesterday, and to this I say, great. The mayor of East Palestine was, when Buttigieg showed up, was meeting with Rudy Giuliani. They were having a meeting, and Rudy was discussing with him, you know, what they needed to have, and he was going to coordinate the efforts on behalf of Donald Trump. That's what he was there for. And guess who had to wait in the hallway?
Well, none other than Pete Buttigieg.
For a little while, I might add.
Yep, we understand.
So they explained to him, or it was explained to him, actions speak louder than words. Nobody said anything to him. That was the obvious the rebuttal back from the mayor for the jackass called Butthead that showed up way after the fact and didn't have a good excuse for not showing up.
He did not indeed, Captain, and this is not recoverable very easily.
Not at all.
Secretary. Yeah.
Not at all. This guy, and by the way, I think his days are numbered. That's just my opinion. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Friday morning, and we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back. Don't go anywhere. 3 minutes on the break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We appreciate you, and we appreciate Relief Factor. They're the ones that bring you this segment of the Captain's America Third Watch. Remember, go over to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and try the three-week quick start. It's only $19.95. It works for me. I've been taking it for over 9 years, and it's 100% drug-free. It'll work for you, too. ReliefFactor.com/captain. And as Kyle likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. $19.95. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there and try it out. You'll be glad you did. And I'm hearing from more and more people that are trying it out that are saying, thank you so much for telling us. So there you go. How do you like that?
I love it. That's great.
Yep. That's what we're all about, trying to help people. Okay. Now, we got the cat out of the box, if you will, with the government's response to East Palestine. Here's what's going to happen there. And I don't think the Democrats quite realize the amount of damage they've done around the country. I talk to a lot of people every day around the country, okay?
Right.
And nobody is not talking about how Joe Biden hopped in an airplane and went overseas and totally ignored the plight of those people who were in worse shape, if not as bad shape, as the people in Ukraine.
Well, right. I mean, these are Joe Biden's countrymen. These are Americans in America who are suffering a terrible, terrible tragedy that is life-threatening. So while Joe Biden went over to Ukraine to give untold sums of money to the war effort there, while people are literally being poisoned in East Palestine, Pennsylvania, this is in Ohio, pardon me, it is absolutely unbelievable. And people will, and they're going to vote about this.
Yeah, and FEMA said they couldn't do anything about it because it wasn't a declared emergency or whatever the nonsense of gobbledygook they tossed out. But ladies and gentlemen, they lied. Because FEMA doesn't just wait for a natural disaster to come along, like a hurricane or a tornado. They can respond to any declared emergency anywhere. And yes, this was declared an emergency early on.
Well, of course it was. And why have a FEMA if you can't do things for emergency problems like this? I would perchance to think, too, Captain, that President Trump, if this had happened on his watch, he would have told FEMA in no uncertain terms to go over there and start the process. He wouldn't have tried to split some hairs about, well, it's not a hurricane. You know, this is so ridiculous. It just doesn't add up. And people across the highways and byways, and I'll say this, Republicans and Democrats and independents, of course,
yep.
This doesn't pass the common sense test.
No, and President Trump showed his basic instincts for his fellow man by putting the blue-collar Americans there in East Palestine first, putting America first with his Ohio visit. He did a very good thing.
He did a great thing in practical terms with actual material to help people, but also, Captain, he helped to shine the spotlight on this. And no matter, I mean, if any former president had gone there to do that, that would have been a huge boost. It was President Trump who went to go do that, but the result is going to be that more and more people are going to be aware of this, and I think outraged by the idea that American citizens are now being subjected to this. How can you tell people, oh, don't worry about it, oh, yeah, you can't ever sell your home again, or and by the way, other schools from the area, they're not going to come in and play your kids for sports, and they're not even going to set foot in your town. You're all stigmatized from this point forward. How is this happening?
Now, the special counsel investigating former President Donald Trump's role in the January 6, 2021 Capitol attack has asked a judge in Washington, D.C. to compel former Vice President Mike Pence to comply with a grand jury subpoena and testify.
Very interesting. Well, we'll see how that really pans out, because obviously that's a process, and Vice President Pence would be within his rights to get a lawyer and find out what his options are with that. But it is interesting that this is what's being done.
Now, you want to talk about things that are going on? Have you heard about the Florida? Well, Florida changed their setup with the National Guard. They're no longer just the National Guard, part of the U.S. Army. They are the Florida State Militia, if you will, part of the Florida protection in scheme of things, right?
Right, right.
So, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday came out with a proposal to triple the size of the Florida State Militia from the 400 that it's at now to 1,500. And increase their budget 10 times above where it is now to give them access to other equipment so that they could be better prepared to do what they have to do in Florida during the time of storms, hurricanes, tornadoes, fires and whatnot, which is why we have the state militia to begin with, so they couldn't take it away from us to send it overseas when we needed it to fight our disasters here.
That's right, and the current $10 million budget looks like it's going to go up, it's proposed to go up to about $98 million.
Yeah.
So that is a huge increase in funds, yes.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean there's going to be an increase in taxes, because they have what's called a slush fund. And in that slush fund, they have enough money to do this.
Well, that's right. And a lot of this money, we understand, is going to go into aviation and maritime equipment for them as well.
Yeah. Now, I will also mention that the Republican Party's presidential candidates are going to be holding their first debate of the primary season in the battleground state of Wisconsin come August. Now, this was announced yesterday. The Republican National Committee's Debates Committee voted to hold that debate in Milwaukee in August.
So it's going to be President Trump here, and then, of course, Nikki Haley, and then the gentleman whose name I have a hard time pronouncing. I'm trying to get good at pronouncing it. But he presumably would be there. But this is going to be in August, so who else, Captain, is going to jump in the ring by then, do you think?
Oh, boy. I don't want to say Ron DeSantis, but now I'm beginning to think that he may be setting himself up because of his national tour, talking about crime. It may be part of his national thing. But somebody along the line, you can just pull a name out of a hat almost.
Well, I wonder if Mike Pompeo would feel compelled to get in the race by that time, because he will be starting to get towards the end of 2023. So he may get in maybe in the summertime, perhaps.
Well,
if he wants to, yeah,
he might. But here's the thing, okay? Whoever it is that gets involved in all of this and decides to become part of the group, if you will. How many people did we have on the Republican side back 4 years ago?
Oh, there was like 16 or
yeah.
Somewhere
so
there.
I yeah. expect to see that many again.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think so, and I think that certainly Donald Trump prefers that at this point. If in other words, he may say, "Well, it's disloyal to get in the race against me," but I think he likes the idea that there would be a lot, because that gives him a lot of people to choose from when he's in a debate and go after different people and that kind of stuff. And his Trumpy way that he does that.
And a judge yesterday okayed the Trump deposition and the lawsuit put forth by the former FBI staffers, Peter Strzok and Page. I forget what the last person name was of the Page guy, but the two of them. That was a man and a woman, is that right?
I believe so, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So a judge said the president, former president, has got to testify in that.
Yes, exactly. And by the way, the other declared candidate, Captain, is 37-year-old Vivek Ramaswamy. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. But he's definitely in. But it also, it's going to provide a dynamic there, too.
Yeah.
Because he's not a known name, so the things that he says and does may have an impact.
Well, let me go on the record right now and tell you that I've already been contacted by those people to bring him on the program. And when we do, it's going to be interesting.
Yes, very much so.
He's very smart. Nobody really knows who he is except for his appearances on television, but he's very smart, very sharp, so he gives answers. He gives clear and concise answers. He doesn't beat around the bush.
Well, that's right. And part of his thing, too, Captain, is that he's anti-woke, right? And
oh,
so
very
the
much
woke,
so.
Yeah, the wokeness factor is huge. Because everywhere you go, it's like it continues sort of to close in on society. So he may have a real viable message that will really resonate, I think.
We'll soon know, won't we? So hold that thought, and folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America
Third
Watch.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. The CEO of one of America's largest investment banks is blaming the Federal Reserve for not keeping inflation in check. Speaking to CNBC, J.P. Morgan's Jamie Dimon said, "We lost a little bit of control of inflation." His remarks were made after the Fed revealed more evidence of declining inflation. The NTSB's preliminary report of the East Palestine, Ohio train derailment is out. It says a hot bearing detector triggered alarm several times during the 30-mile span. That alarm caused the train's crew to stop it in East Palestine. It was at this point that they found smoke and fire coming from the rail car and reached out to the Cleveland East dispatcher. With authorization, they then uncoupled the head end locomotives and moved about 1 mile down the railroad tracks. Following the report's release, NTSB's chair Jennifer Homedy said the derailment was 100% preventable. Julio Flores, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Okay, I will take it away. Thank you, Kyle. And this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and My Pillow. And ladies, if you want to save a bunch of money on a lot of stuff, go over to the website, MyPillow.com. And when you get over there, go into the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll see the little box. Double-click on that. And then you go to the Radio Listener Specials page. It'll ask you for a promo code. The promo code will be the word Captain. The word captain, and you will start saving anywhere from 25, 30%, 40%, 50%, 60, 70, 80, 90%, or the buy one, get one free, all over that page. And I mean, you pick it, and it's there. Radio Listener Specials page on MyPillow.com. Save a bunch of money on anything and everything that they have over there. Promo code captain. And by the way, if you want to call them, the number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Check out the Radio Listener Specials page there. You'll see some tremendous deals on that page. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. How are you doing?
Hey, Captain. Doing well.
Good. Well, we just got a phone call from Iron Mike, so big shout out to Iron Mike, and he was telling us that he appreciated what we told him, and especially about the people in Jed's deal being held out in the hallway for about 20 or 30 minutes.
Well, you know, Captain, no, we appreciate Iron Mike very much. And, you know, the whole thing with Pete Buttigieg, you know, this guy kind of sailed into this amazing job to be Secretary of Transportation.
That he does not know how to do.
Well, exactly right. That's exactly it. And so he has squandered any kind of political build-up experience, quote-unquote, that he could tout if he ever really wants to run for president again. I think this is just really, really, he's stuck at this point, I think.
Well, he just cost, with his actions, and when Biden went overseas, he just cost a whole bunch of votes, thousands and thousands of votes all around the country, because if you don't think there's a bunch of people that were watching what was going on in East Palestine, Ohio, then you have no idea. Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever, they are appalled by what they've seen the president and Pete Buttigieg do to those people there.
Well, exactly right. And you know, Captain, the whole point of the Biden administration is really only to communicate, for lack of a better term, the message about things. And that's why Buttigieg was out there talking about who's wearing a hard hat and what color are they, and on it went, while people are actually...
Did you hear the story about his vest?
No.
They had to find a child's vest to fit him.
Okay, interesting.
The smallest of the women's size vests would not fit him. They had to find one smaller.
Very interesting. Well, that's not going to be a work too well there. But obviously, Captain Buttigieg. I mean, it's really a metaphor. The clothes just don't fit for him to be in this position.
Nothing
right?
fits.
You know. Yeah, it's not a fit. But who's suffering? You know, the political, all that is, that's irrelevant in comparison to who is actually being hurt in all this, and those are the people there in East Palestine.
Did you hear what the Scottsdale, Arizona superintendent of schools said? He said this yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. He said that, he's under fire for saying that whites have a problematic racial identity. What?
Well, evidently, yeah, this individual, Scott Menzel, superintendent in Arizona, school superintendent in Arizona, also talks about the stuff in the critical race theory and this kind of stuff from what we understand, and seems to have got a lot of parents up in arms because of his viewpoints, and getting mad, according to reports that we see, questioning people who question the curriculum there at the school.
You want to bet that he won't be the superintendent much longer?
Yeah, I think that's a fair bet. I would go to Vegas with that one. Yeah.
Yeah, I would too. But that's really that's really dumb. That's really dumb. Dumber than dumb. Okay.
Well,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just simply going to say that the problem is becoming that every single thing, and especially education, is just being racialized. Every aspect of our society, and it's simply there to create contention. It's not about trying to create real equity or real opportunity for all people. It's a bludgeon for politics.
Well, our little Einstein, Mr. FTX himself, Sam Bankman-Fried, now has four additional charges against him over the collapse of his cryptocurrency exchange. Now, Bankman-Fried, who is 30, now faces 12 charges, including conspiracy to commit bank fraud and conspiracy to operate an unlicensed money transfer business. Now, the new indictment also alleges that Bankman-Fried used FTX customer funds to make hundreds of illegal campaign contributions to Democrats and Republicans as well through secret donors. So we're going to hear about some Republicans getting dragged into this soon, aren't we?
I think so. I think the lion's share we'll find out is going to be that it went to Democrats,
right,
basically. But yeah, it's this is can they throw away the key at some point? This is a huge problem.
Here's what prosecutors said. They said that Bankman-Fried used the two FTX executives to give to right-wing and left-wing causes to evade the illusion to the Federal Elections Commission that they were appearing to be too partisan.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's an old trick. See, that's the thing. It'd be some conservative or some Republican, but it'll be mostly a left or Democrat, I think.
And Bankman-Fried, of course, who's now free on a $250 million bond, faces an additional 40 years in prison if convicted on the new charges.
Yep. I mean, it seems like he's in quite a mess. There's no doubt about that.
All right, let's talk about our friends, the Israelis, and what's going on over there. Israel fired two airstrikes targeting weapons and manufacturing sites in Gaza on Thursday after the military said Palestinian militants launched rockets at their Israeli territory. And yes, they did. Now, the exchange comes a day after the Israeli raid killed at least 11 Palestinians and injured dozens of others in the West Bank city of Nablus. Israel claims it was searching for people planning an attack, and yes, they were. The Nablus raid was one of the deadliest Israel West Bank operations since the 2005 Palestinian uprising. In the meantime, the escalating violence coincides with the election of the new hardline government, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and he said Thursday that Israel would continue to take strong action on all fronts if the Palestinians didn't stop attacking their country.
Yeah, and unfortunately, this is a rerun that we've watched for a very, very long time. But the idea, though, Captain, is that this kind of unrest is going to be there and has the potential to erupt as well. So we look at China, we look at what's happening with Russia, we look at all the potentiality there, and then we have the Middle East, which still is a powder keg by any definition.
I have no problem with what Israel's doing. How about you?
Well, they have to protect themselves.
It's self-defense.
Yes, there are methods, obviously, that the peace talks have been done, and you never give up with the peace talks, but there's always going to be factions that don't want the peace talks.
Now, very quickly, we heard that there were a bunch of explosions heard in the Tehran suburbs near Karja in Iran. What do we know about that? I'm not finding out much yet.
Yes, near Karaj, I think, in near Tehran, about 11:46 p.m. Tehran time, there were reports of gunshots and also explosions, and then also it looked like any aircraft fire was lighting up at that point as well. We don't know a whole lot more than that at this time.
Huh. Okay. So somebody flew over their territory is basically what it sounds like.
Yes, exactly.
With something. Right?
Precisely. That's right.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll find out about it and we can report on it. But right now, I don't have a clue.
Right. Well, they are saying somehow that there might have been some drills going on, but this doesn't sound... The way the reporting is going, it doesn't make it sound like this was a known thing or was somehow not belligerent.
Well, maybe they're doing an ad for more ammunition to sell to somebody. Okay. All right. Hold that thought. Post, you're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we shall return after Kathy tells you about where we're going. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-86.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Truck, daddy sweet money done jacked it up. It's a party all nighter from South Carolina. A bad mama devil from down in Alabama. She's a raging Cajun lunatic from Brunswick, juicy Georgia Pete with a thick southern drawl, sexy swinging bone. Brother, she's all country. We'll be right back. dripping honey from the hollering Kentucky. Get you flipping kind of trippy like a Mississippi. She's a Kansas princess, crazy mother trucker, undercover lover. Big southern draw, sexy swinging walls, brother, she's all country.
Alrighty, Kyle, who is that masked man?
Well, that's Jason Aldean.
And what do we know about him that's made him famous forever?
What's that?
Where was he the night of the mass shooting in Las Vegas?
Oh, yeah, you're right about that.
He was on stage in an outdoor concert and kept on playing and did not realize what was going on around him. And then once he did, they got off the stage, boot, scoot, boogie, baby.
That's right.
Yep.
So I remember that night. That was a horrible, horrible night.
Yep. And then they found out the guy up there, the shooter, was using a bump stock, and then they wound up making those illegal because it sort of made the weapon fire a little bit faster than what it was supposed to. But anyway, what a deal. Okay, well, let me just look here at the weather and the statement this year real quick, and I'll give it to you. An unusually cold winter storm is going to produce multiple rounds of heavy snowfall, strong winds that will lead to blizzard conditions over some of the higher terrain and mountain passes and lower snow levels where snow is unusual in California. We talked about that yesterday and adjacent areas. Now, heavy rainfall and flooding is possible in Southern California, as well as snow and gusty winds, and ice will continue to impact the Northeast before it heads on out to sea and on up into the Maritime.
That's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, as we look at what's happening in Southern California right now, we want to first start out with what could be happening there at Cajon Pass. If you're on your way out of Southern California heading towards Nevada or vice versa, right now it's 34 degrees in Cajon Pass, and we're looking at snow. It is going to be snowing, and it's going to be snowing on Friday and Saturday and then also into next week as well, maybe a little bit of respite on Sunday. But, you know, Captain, there was a lot of cars that were stuck yesterday on Cajon, on their way to Cajon Pass, basically, between Vegas and California. It finally got lifted, but there were a lot of cars that were stuck because there was ice on the road in the area of Nipton Road and Mountain Pass. So definitely, if you're going to be heading out that way, check and check twice because you may run into some really, really bad weather. So be careful with that. And, of course, Captain, we continue with another blizzard warning, another one for the first time in some 34 years in the area north of Los Angeles.
Yep.
We have blizzard warnings that are going to be up, looks like along 395 there as we go up towards Bishop and so forth. You got the blizzard warnings and winter storm warnings.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some snow on Donner Pass this morning, and we continue with blizzard and storm warnings in southern Nevada. Okay, likewise, winter storm warnings, southern Utah right now. We've got snow near Flagstaff, Arizona, and lots of snow up in Northern California, Interstate 5, from the border with Oregon down through Redding, down almost to Sacramento. You've got a lot of rain there, rain in the Bay Area right now as well. More next hour, and back to you.
Yep, and the higher elevations of Nevada have got winter storm warnings tonight, as well as if you're going up to Salt Lake City, folks, be prepared, I-15. You're going to have it going up over the top going into Salt Lake, and then you'll pretty much drive out of it again when you get back out of Salt Lake. It's not too bad to the north. However, here's the other problem. Freezing cold below zero temperatures. Yep, you heard me right. Let's start North Dakota, go to South Dakota, the north part of Nebraska, angle it down into Colorado, along I-76, over into Minnesota. Most of Minnesota has got wind chills tonight again, down below zero, really cold. The Upper Peninsula of Michigan, again, very cold temperatures. Then we have to come down into, let's see here, we'll come down into Illinois, where we've got some flood warnings in the western part of Illinois. Looks like it's along south of I-80. Yep, it's south of I-80, down along 57. As you approach the Ohio, let's see, this is Iowa and the Missouri lines down in that area. Now, come all the way down to the bottom to the Gulf. We've got fog that starts out in Brownsville, Texas. Then it gets a little bit more intense when you get up to Corpus Christi. Then when you get up to Houston, it gets a little bit more intense and bigger and wider. When you get up to Beaumont, here we go. It's starting to go out, not only into the water a little further, but north up into the land a little further. And when you come all the way across to New Orleans and then follow it all the way across into the peninsula of Florida past Tallahassee towards Big Bend right now, you've got dense fog out into the Gulf and all the way to the Georgia and Alabama borders. So that is significant for fog. You'll need to be careful because you won't be able to see much of anything. That's the bad part about it. Now, going up the East Coast, we're going to have some fog on and off, starting in North Carolina, going up to the Chesapeake Bay. Then we've got gale warnings just north of the Chesapeake Bay on up to Nova Scotia, all the way up, and it's hugging the coastline, so we're going to have some pretty good winds and pretty good waves with that. We're going to have some snow in the southern New York area, Poughkeepsie across into the mountainous areas of Connecticut and Massachusetts, and that will continue up into the southern part of Vermont. We still have some snow coming off the lake up there, not a lot. It's slowed down a little bit because the winds have changed direction, but that's liable to be subject to change at any time. That's upstate New York between Watertown and Syracuse and then over to Buffalo. And then up in Maine tonight, the northern part, tip of Maine and the central part of Maine, you've got a lot of snow coming down. The roads are treacherous up there. This is the third day in a row of heavy snow up there, so one can only imagine what it's like to drive in that.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain, yes.
All right. Now, tell us about the pilot in Flying J, and I know a lot of our guys were telling me. I got some messages sent to me, direct messages saying, Captain, first time I've been to a Flying J in years, didn't realize they were so good. Thanks for letting us know.
Oh, that's wonderful. Absolutely great. Yeah, because, you know, the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, they want to be your oasis out there on the road. They're also pouring all kinds of resources and funds into updating and improving all the different Pilot and Flying J's all around the country. So when you drive in, I think you will be pleasantly surprised. And, of course, the people are going to be nice. They're going to welcome you, and they're going to be glad that you're there. And, of course, Captain, we also want to tell our listeners and trucker friends about pilotflyingj.com. Because that's where you can download the My Rewards Plus app. You can start saving, get great offers on all kinds of stuff at the Pilot and Flying J. You'll also start enjoying two free drinks every week. And also, be sure to check out the fuel card. That's the Axel fuel card, because when it comes to fuel cards for trucking, the Axel fuel card delivers, and they offer custom credit solutions and all kinds of great stuff. So go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com to find out more and check out all the great amenities.
Richard just sent us a message, and we wished him luck yesterday, remember?
Oh, yeah.
The Marine up in Oregon. He said, good morning, Captain and Mr. Kyle. 31 degrees, lots of snow on the ground, but clear, limited, what is this? Clear something of ice on the road. Oh, I guess it's supposed to be one something ice on the road. Is 1 inch maybe? I don't know.
Maybe a limited amount of ice.
Limited amount of ice on the road. All right. Thanks, Richard. We appreciate that. All right, folks, hang in there. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle and I will be back with hour number two right after these messages. Don't go nowhere. Coming back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-86.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extend.
Dover.